What's good, guys? Welcome back to another Remix Podcast. Oh my god, Brandon, you're actually recording stuff. Oh my god. I'm just in a recording mood, dude. Don't know what to say. You know, these podcasts come out randomly whenever I feel like it. I just forget that I do motions in real life to emphasize my words and, you know, be more like funny. And then I realize that no one can see them because this is only an audio thing. Really stupid. Today we're talking about relationships, but we're not talking about you being in a relationship. We're talking about the other people. So, you know, if you guys didn't know this, the world doesn't revolve around you. You are not the main character. You are the main character of your story, but not all the main character of everyone else's. Not everyone is just a pawn that you are playing. You know, other people have lives, and when other people have lives, they can see when you're acting like a fucking idiot. Exhibit A, relationships. It's just so hard to be in a relationship because when you think everything's going great and everything's going awesome, there's that one person, maybe a friend, maybe not a friend, that sees what's really going on. I'm not saying that all of you guys have horrible relationships. Most of you do, but that's besides the point. The thing is that you need to be more wary of what your friends kind of think. Not that their opinion matters, but whatever. You can take my advice or not. I honestly don't give a fuck. But basically what I'm saying is, when you're in a relationship, you're just clouded by infatuation with this person, and oh my god, I love them so much that they could probably get away with murder, and you'd look the other way and be like, dee-dum-dee-dum, my loving boyfriend. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's literally people out there cheating on their significant others, and them getting back together with them. Are you an idiot? I mean, I know Beyonce did it, but like, I honestly don't know why Beyonce did it. You can give me all that shit about how much you love Jay-Z, bro. If I'm getting cheated on and I look like Beyonce, oh, the things I would do. Oh, the places I will go. Oh boy, I'd be such a hoe. And you'd know that. Because I'd be out here fucking with everybody. If I look like Beyonce and I got cheated on, you're lost, bucko. I would be so bad. Anyway, there's literally people that are just letting their significant others do everything and run wild and just... Oh, what the fuck was that noise? That kind of hurt to do. What the fuck? But like, there's literally just people letting, you know, people do anything and everything, and it's kind of not cool. I know this podcast is just straight up my hot takes on everything, but like, really, like, this is actually genuinely some stuff I put some my thought into, and it just makes no sense. You really need to start thinking about, you know, other people who are trying to warn you about, you know, the depths of your relationship. Always ask your significant other. Don't just jump to conclusions based on what other people are saying, but you gotta take some of that stuff into account. You get what I'm saying? Like, now I'm not saying go interrogate motherfuckers. That ain't no good. You don't want to take a hostile approach. You want to be soft and nice. Now, I'm going to talk to the friends that are on the outside of this relationship. You're doing great, but when your friend calls you and asks and tells you all the stuff that's going on in their relationship, and they hit you with the, oh my god, I can't believe Brandon even did that. Like, he's honestly just so annoying. I hate him. Oh my god, what should I do? Do not answer that question. I'm gonna listen. Like I said, doesn't apply to all things, but do not answer that question. The question is a trap because you need to be very particular on how you answer this question, because if you say what they don't want to hear, you're liable to lose some friend points. And if you say, you know, what they do want to hear, they may be stuck in a shitty relationship. And also, if you say the truth and then all of a sudden they wake up and they feel differently, and then they tell, you know, and then they tell their significant other about the situation, that's your ass. Because people love choosing their significant other over people, which, I mean, is fine, but not always fine. Sometimes you got to think with your head and not your heart, because God put your brain in your head. He didn't put your heart in your head. You gotta think up here, you know, think with your head, not with your chest, bud. No, auntie, no. You gotta just start thinking just a little bit harder. Some people, but also, if you warn them, they may tell their significant other, and now the significant other is gonna try to turn their friend on to you, and that ain't gonna be no good. It's just gonna be very bad for everyone. Just a big ball of drama and prosperity. I'm not talking from experience. It's the third party situation I'm not attached to in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying. I hate relationships. But it, like, yeah, man, it's always just a sticky situation with trying to tell your friends how you feel about the relationship. And at some place it feels like, yeah, I have no reason to be telling them how to live their life. But in other situations, it's kind of like, if they don't do something right, they might die. Metaphorically, of course. Or literally. I mean, you never know nowadays. It's just crazy shit be happening all the time. Like the girl that, you know, ordered some random people to beat up her fucking boyfriend, and then they end up killing him. I don't know if people actually saw that. I know most of you guys are from Michigan that listen to this. You know what I'm talking about. Other people? Yeah. Also, this also goes for if they break up with their boyfriend. I have so many female, you know, friends that, I said friends weird. Said it like it was in quotations, like I wasn't being serious. I have female friends, guys, that, I literally just, sometimes I just don't voice my opinion on some things because people love getting back together, and that's the thing. I have this one friend, remaining nameless. She broke up with her boyfriend, and she's just talking to me about it, and she was calling them all these names and all this stuff, and I just looked at her because I knew exactly what was going to happen. And now they're on the verge of getting back together. Now, this is what could have happened in an alternate universe. She could have been talking smack about how bad he was, and I could have been like, yeah, fuck him, dude. I always knew he was this, that, and the other thing. Now they gonna get back together. She gonna tell him what I said. Now look who's the bad guy now. It's me. Like, I just don't understand. Just don't do that. Don't fall into that trap of when they're bad mouthing their ex, just let them rant. If they say, you get what I'm saying? Just defuse the bomb as fast as possible. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but like, is he really that bad? Is she really that crazy? I'm just saying, like, it's, I'm trying to, look, you can take my advice with a grain of salt. I'm trying to save lives out here, okay? call me Brandon Paramedic, okay? Call me Dr. Brando in this bitch. Fucking Super Brando. Fucking Brando Man. Brand. I have ADD. But like, honestly, just don't do that, honey. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say about relationships right now. I need to go back to writing scripts for these podcasts because I just get way too off track. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You probably didn't, because the sound of my voice literally makes cats cry. And yeah, as per usual, everything in